Welcome to the Shadow Vein Podcast. Tonight, Progenics Labs, Episode 4, Uncertainties.
Over 20 years ago, Progenics was created from one man's vision, the founder. As a physician, he cared for others for over 40 years. He donated his entire fortune before he died in the hopes of creating a global medical corporation, one capable of eradicating diseases and illnesses. To keep the founder's dream alive, Progenics Medical continues to work every day to bring more miracle cures to the world. His wish has become your reality. Trust Progenics Medical. The future is now.
Today is Friday, July 25th, 2031. The time is 12:22. This is test number 5 on blood samples 12:25 and 12:26. Each will be given a pre-measured dose of a strain of the H1N1 virus. When Dr. Watson told me that we'd be working on a special research team, I expected something a bit more exciting.
I know what you mean. Just remember, though, we're doing this to help prepare the first human clinical trials.
You're right, Anthony, but listen to those never-ending news reports and watch all the commercials flaunting Progenics Medical's success. I feel like I've sat on the sidelines this whole time between my years in med school and now. Everything keeps changing and passing me by. Growing up, I dreamed of being in those press conferences and seeing my face on the billboards near the college campus. I worked hard as a medical student to get where I'm at today. When I applied for this job, I knew what sort of work I'd be getting into. I can't help but always strive for more.
What did you honestly expect? The job description said it would involve 90% research and trials. Without worker bees like us, there never would have been cures for polio and lupus, and Progenics will never manage to stop the spread of influenza. You should take pride in our work.
I do, but I guess I don't know how to explain it. I think I'm just tired. It feels like I've been doing the same thing all week.
That's because we've been doing the same thing all week, just with various blood samples from assorted volunteers and different variations of the virus. We have to keep immaculate records to guarantee accurate results for researchers and other divisions performing actual genetic testing.
Speaking of which, I should probably finish up so I can go get some lunch. I am absolutely starving.
Don't worry about it. You sound like you need a break. Go get some food and I'll finish your current recording.
Really? You sure?
Yeah. I just completed my third influenza B line, and I don't feel like diving into the next one yet.
Oh, thanks a lot. This first week has been absolutely draining. Want me to bring back anything to drink?
I could really go for a beer right about now.
I'll bring you back some water. A beer after work sounds amazing, but I'm leaving a half hour early today to go with my wife to her doctor's appointment.
Just a few more months until you become a proud papa, right? You'd better enjoy all the sleep you can get now. Trust me, if you think late nights as a med student are bad, you haven't seen anything yet. The first child really changes your entire perspective and way of life.
Thanks for all the great things to look forward to. Maybe I will try and find us a beer.
Cure, prepare the next round of test subjects. I think I will work with the C-type specimen after returning from lunch. Have C052 and C085 removed from stasis and secured for examination.
Of course, Dr. Watson. I have received notification that a new specimen batch was collected this morning.
Oh? What sort of creatures do the extraction team have for me this time? Another group of shape-changers? Undead abominations, perhaps?
Extraction teams have collected the initial groups of human candidates.
Excellent. I have been awaiting this day. Forgo preparations of C052 and C085. When I return, I want to get to know our new test subjects personally.
All preparations will be complete within the hour.
Two missed calls and a voicemail. I hope there's nothing wrong at home.
Hey, sweetie. I know you said I shouldn't be calling you while you're at work unless it's an emergency. I just wanted to remind you about the appointment today is all. And say I love you. You've already been working extra hours, and I feel like I haven't had a lot of time to talk to you. At least we get the car ride. Oh, and dinner with my folks. I hope you don't mind, but they wanted to see how the new job's going. Anyway, see you around 4:45. Mwah! I love you, Jerry Berry.
God, even dinner with the in-laws sounds more exciting than all this lab work. Dr. Watson, it's nice to see you.
Please, call me Elijah. No need for such formalities amongst colleagues.
Of course, Elijah. How has your day been?
I just came from Division 1 on the 4th floor. We have been closely monitoring some flu patients that have been sent here from the Massachusetts General Hospital. We are taking blood samples to run some genetic work and compare with results obtained a month earlier. I'm just heading to the cafeteria for lunch. Care to join me?
That sounds good to me. I was just heading there myself.
Tell me, how are you and Anthony adjusting to the new job? I take it things are going well? You've met everyone and gotten accustomed to working with the equipment?
I never thought that I'd be working with medical technology so far advanced from what was used at Harvard. Aside from that, the other medical researchers have all been great to work with. It's nice to get to see you. I don't think we've had a chance to really talk at all since the orientation day.
Well, this week has certainly been rather hectic, trying to get our facility prepared for the first human clinical trials. The deadline is closing in soon. We've hit a few minor snags along the way, but we are hoping to begin in the next few months. I trust that the laboratory technicians have been an invaluable resource for you both.
Oh, definitely. I just kind of thought I'd be working more closely with you since being made part of your special research team.
Well, you know what Ernst Toller once said. We are all of us cogs in a great machine which rolls forever forward.
I'm not sure that was the exact quote. My wife's an English teacher, you see, and she...
Words, words. We are men of action, you and I, Jeremiah. Once you become more comfortable in your work here, you will be given other tasks. More vital tasks, I assure you. We all must start somewhere. Lupus was incurred in a day. Don't worry about paying for lunch. Grab whatever you want, and I'll pay.
Really? Wow, that's really nice of you. I really appreciate it. Really.
So, how is your wife doing? Her due date must be coming up.
The last trimester's been really tough on her. She misses her teaching job, but overall she's doing well. We have a checkup right after work today, and this'll hopefully be one of the last appointments before our baby boy is born. What about you? I feel like I don't know that much about your personal life. Are you married? Do you have any kids?
My job is so strenuous that I really don't give much thought to my personal life. I guess you could say that I'm married to my genetic work.
That sounds kind of lonely.
It really is, no matter. I'm not set for that sort of normal life. My job is to make the entire world safe. Once you get what you want to eat, hand me your tray. That way the machine will scan my microchip, and the meal does not deduct from your payroll.
Man, I still can't get over all these technical advances. Miracle genetic cures, implanted microchips, and even sensors on our food trays. What other crazy innovations does Progenix have up its sleeve?
It becomes old hat once you've been here as long as I have. Your sense of awe brings me back to my first days with Progenix.
How long ago was that?
Oh, it has to be nearly 10 years ago. I was hired around the time that Progenix was researching the contributing genetic factors for the disease lupus. I was just like you, Jeremiah. I was eager. I jumped right in to help change the world. I can understand your sense of frustration. You expected far more excitement, did you not?
Yeah, I guess I did. Don't get me wrong, I'm not disappointed by the job. I just expected to be doing more than staring into a microscope and verifying blood and virus samples all day. Every day.
I said almost that same thing to the head researcher of the Lupus Project during my first month. Do you know what he told me, Jeremiah? He told me to keep my head up, stoke the flames of that fire burning inside my soul, and take every opportunity to do more.
Do you still feel that sort of fire in your work?
My dear boy, I'm fueled by that same passion now as I had when I first started here. It's what led me to my current position as head researcher here at the primary East Coast facility. Remember the words of my mentor, and you'll find yourself out of that monotonous lab facility and working by my side before you know it.
What sort of testing has been keeping you busy lately? Are we any closer to starting with the human volunteers?
The initial genetic testing, that is the usual standard protocol. There are many steps we have to complete before testing with live subjects. The last thing I want is to rush the process.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You've been quiet now for a while. Something else is bothering you.
Hmm? Oh, I guess I'm just thinking about what you said earlier about your personal life. I want to be an important member of the research team, but I also need to be an integral part of my family as well.
Life is about balance and sacrifice, Jeremiah. You must decide for yourself what is most important. Like me, I'm sure you will make the right decision as time goes on. You have an important role to play here at Progenix, but you only need to familiarize yourself with our research methods. The more comfortable you get, the more in which you can be entrusted. Give it time, and once you're ready, I'll reveal more to you.
It means a lot that you'd think so highly of me, even without working directly with me. What if I'm not cut out for the job?
Trust me. I would already know if you were not capable of handling it. Do not underestimate your abilities. I'm sure one day soon you will take a tour of some of the more advanced laboratories and research areas. I'll even show you where some of the real miracle cures take place. Then you can see everything for yourself.
I'll do everything possible to show you my dedication to helping put an end to influenza, Dr. Watts. I mean, Elijah, sorry.
Duty calls once more. I suppose I'll finish my lunch on the way back. If you'll excuse me, we both know that the miracle cure won't create itself.
Of course. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me. I feel a lot better, and I promise that I'll work hard each day to prove my worth to Progenix and the cure.
I'm sure of that, Jeremiah. I'm sure you will.
Hey, sweetie. I'm just on lunch, and I thought I'd call to see how you were doing.
Monitoring heart rate of new human subject H001. Specimen has been successfully transported from cryostasis to the operating room. She is now somewhat aware after the effects of the deep sedation.
Where am I? It's so bright.
Subject H001's vocal cords are functioning properly after cryostasis. Vitals are functioning at 80% and slowly rising.
Who said that? Where am I? I can't see anything. Is this a dream?
Lowering overhead luminescence by 25% to allow H001's eyes to adjust properly to the environment.
What is that? Why can't I feel my body? Wait. My baby. Is my baby okay?
H001, please remain calm. A doctor will arrive soon to begin your examination. Be assured no harm has come to the offspring.
Doctor? Wait. I was leaving the clinic. Something happened as I was driving. I remember a police car being dragged out by the cop. Oh my god. What is going on?
Brainwave activity increasing at a drastic level. Please try to remain calm, H001, or you will receive an injection of a moderate sedative for your own safety.
I remember feeling lightheaded. As I drove, the officer jabbed me with something. A sharp pain. Oh god. My baby. Is my baby okay? Tell me if my baby's okay.
Calm yourself, Miss Butts. Your child is perfectly fine. If all my research is correct, these series of injections should only affect you and not the child growing inside of you. Worst case scenario, you are far enough along to extract the child and use it for further tests. Now, just close your eyes and relax.
No! Not my baby!
Trust in Progenix Medical. Together we will create a world safe from disease, suffering, and loss. Together we will create a new world, one that will bring us into a prosperous age. Let our visionaries be your guide and escape the fear of death. We are Progenix Medical, and we are dedicated to keeping you and your loved ones alive.
Thank you for listening to Progenix Labs, Episode 4, Uncertainties. This episode was written and produced by Andrew Lister. The voice of Jeremiah Roberts is Adam Salzer. The voice of Elijah Watson is Curtis Jackson. Additional voice actors for this episode include Michael Richards, Bernadette De La Cruz, Viva Becker, Linda Fox, Emily Salzer, and Andrew Lister. Progenix Labs is a production of the Shadowvane podcast. For more information or how to contribute to the show, check out our website, shadowvane.net. You can email the show at shadowvanecast@gmail.com, follow us on Twitter at shadowvanecast, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/shadowvanecast. Illustrations and creative editing by Ray Williams III. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can listen to more of his work at incompetech.com. We will release new episodes on the 1st and 15th of each month. If you liked what you heard, leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you leave a written comment, we will read it at the end of a future episode. Until next time, dear listener. Until next time.